I haven't pulled up any posts since we usually just chat. Welcome back.
Yeah, hey. Welcome back to the Unholy Pod. Thanks for coming back for this. Sorry it's been another 3 years since our last post.
It's been like less than a month. Like, we're getting better.
Are we?
I don't know. What do people want from us?
As far as I know, they want regular episodes. People were always saying, when's another one? When's another one? Are you going to go back to weekly? And I'm like, I don't know.
Quote people.
No, people have asked me. People have asked me. First of all, Sabrina and Colin are all the way in Germany, and they need us to do this. It's their only connection to the real world.
Yeah. Otherwise, they don't talk to anybody.
They don't. They don't.
They don't get the news. They don't know nothing. No. It all comes from us.
That's right.
This is how they're going to find out World War III has broken out.
Yeah. We're America's most trusted news source.
Florida has sunk into the ocean.
We saved all the good people, though. It's okay because we saved the good people.
The good Florida people.
Yeah, you know the ones.
All six of them.
Turns out they're all gay somehow.
I do have a funny story.
Oh, is it? Is it about Florida?
No.
Then I don't see how we segued into that.
No, I was going to talk about this before, and then we started talking about Florida, and I can't help that. Now I have to bring us back on topic.
Fine, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, fine, whatever. Forget it.
Okay, cool. So for our first post today, go ahead and tell your stupid story.
Adam Goodman was in Denver for like 3 days, and we got dinner. David was out of town, but I met up with him, and he was like, you got to tell me the story of which company screwed you over. And I was just sitting there like, who told you? Like, is this just like the grapevine? People are talking. I was like, how'd you find out about that? And he's like, on the podcast that you put on the internet for everybody to listen to. It's like, that can't be it.
No one listens to that.
I didn't know he listened. That's
I didn't,
so great.
I didn't either. I don't think I've ever met Adam in person, but we interact on the tweets, you know?
Adam's great. Yeah.
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 We'll try to
do more episodes.
I feel like it's been a while since you've had that experience of someone being like, oh, I know all about this from the podcast. And you're like, I'm sorry, what?
See, my motivation to do the podcast is typically low because in my mind, this is just a silly thing that we do to hang out. And I forget that we have stats. Like 50 to 80 listeners on any given week, which is too many people.
Comes and goes. Let's get when we were posting regularly, it was pretty good. Now that we've gone back to whenever we kind of feel like it, you know, it's gone down a little bit.
Yeah, we need to set like a day of the week when we're just gonna record.
I know,
but it's hard because Jess is very busy and important, and
that's right. And Becca, super busy, also important. So apparently, she's getting married. Is the rumor? I didn't hear it on the podcast.
My schedule is just more sporadic. Yours is busier, but more structured.
Yes.
Mine is more sporadic.
If mine wasn't structured, I would lose my mind. Like, I have to write everything down. It all has to go in the calendar. When they took away mobile calendar from my phone,
it has completely wrecked my life.
I'm like, I don't know when I have to look. And then I wake up.
For people who don't know, we work for Cisco, and Cisco change their policies such that we can no longer access our work calendars on our phones
without MDM.
Install their MDM. I'm not putting MDM on my phone. No one wants to do that, and so just no one has their email on their phone. I've been late to so many meetings. I've tried to set up all these little workflows and hacks, like Slack. There's like a thing that you can have Slack DM you like a minute before a meeting starts. It's not enough. I want to be able to wake up and look at my schedule,
or like as I'm going to bed. Routine. Yeah.
As I'm going to bed, I want to like look and see like what time do I have to be awake tomorrow? But now I have to like go to my office and open my computer and look at my calendar, and it's annoying. I don't want
to
do it.
It's stupid. But, and like if let's say like so I went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago and needed to make an appointment out. Yeah, I know. I'm taking care of my teeth, okay? But I needed to make an appointment. They're like,
"Hey,
that's bad." I started going cuz I wanted the Invisalign, and now I'm just like, "Whatever. Yeah. We can just keep hanging out. This is fine." But I needed to figure out when I was free, because it's always during the workday. You know, dentists aren't open on Saturdays. So I had to figure out when they were free. And I'm like, oh, I can't look at my fucking calendar. So I guess we'll just schedule it and whatever is on there, you know, too bad. But the other side of it for me is because, and you probably go through this a little bit too, is all the people on the East Coast will try to schedule meetings at like 7 my time. Yep. And first of all, that is nearly 2 hours before my calendar says I'm available. So fuck those people. But secondly, like I don't get them. I don't wake up until like 7. Usually my alarm's set for 7. I get up between 7 and 7:30. I'm in the office by 9. So like when they do that, what that just means is I'm not aware I even had a meeting. The opposite will happen though too, where I think, okay, I got to be up at 6 so or 5:45 so I can get to the office by 7 or whatever. And then I wake up and I find out the meeting's been canceled or moved or postponed or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? It just, it's so frustrating. But I'm not putting MDM on my device. They have no need for that level of access into my device.
I agree.
Don't like it.
So if any Cisco higher ups, very important people are listening to this, get rid of it.
I might be the highest up person that listens to this. I don't think Kyle listens anymore. I'm sorry.
Bronwyn said she listened to a couple episodes. That's my boss's boss for anyone.
And she's like, no, I know too much.
Brown was awesome, but we were at our offsite and people were talking about like everybody's got a podcast these days, and somebody was like, yeah, Becca's got a podcast. Brown was like, yeah, I've listened to a couple episodes, and I was like, why?
Like, oh god.
No.
I remember when someone mentioned it when we were doing the Attacker in the Middle stuff, and your boss was in there and you're like, oh no, oh god, no, please don't. We had to delete the messages.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't want to advertise it. It was also
why would we drive
right after my boss started, and I was like, I don't need this to be his first impression. Nothing we say is inappropriate. It's just kind of a silly thing that we do, but
I don't know. Is it inappropriate? I always mark it as explicit. You say a lot of swears.
It's explicit.
My mom used to be like, I can't believe how much Becca swears. And I was like,
is that true?
She did say that. I think you swear. I mean, I'm used to how much you swear, I guess. So to me, it doesn't seem out of line.
I think I swear a normal amount.
Yeah. I usually swear for effect. You fucking cunt.
Affect.
Ben Affect. Sad Ben Affect.
I don't understand the lingo anymore. I think I'm like aging out of modern slang. And I know this because there was this like, I don't know, TikTok or reel or something of this. It was like this kid and he's like, when you forget to context switch, and it was like, grandma, your outfit looks so good. It's serving cunt, grandma. Like,
I saw
like,
that.
What
one.
Does that mean? Is that a compliment? Like, what does this mean?
It means no cap, for real.
I don't know what that means either. Help me.
Listen, we got to get a younger host on here with me because I'm still pretty hip and you're dragging us down.
Well, what I know is most lingo on the internet is just derived from black people. We're just co-opting it. Like, it's not ours.
That's true. I don't think white people have invented any good words in a long time.
No.
Yeah. We gave up, hit the 80s and said, you know what? Nah. We got enough words.
Something fun I thought I would try today while we record, if it doesn't end up being noisy, is doing my nails.
Oh, I literally thought about doing the same thing.
Press on nails.
Oh, no. Anyway, I was just going to paint mine. Are you going to... We got to look up posts and stuff still, and you're not going to be able to type.
No, I'm going to pull up the posts before I start doing this.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Because on my end, it looks like you're already doing it, is why I bring that up.
I'm not. I'm trying to find the right sizes. They send you like a bunch of sizes. I've never done this before. If anyone's done press on nails before, please help.
Yeah, if you could call into the show.
Our friend Sabrina is the resident nail expert, but she just grows her nails super long.
Yeah, when she told me that, I was like, how? How the fuck?
I can't.
I can't even play guitar. Like, my nails are short, but they're long for me.
Well, that's why I want
to play guitar.
That's why I want to start getting into the press-ons. A, because I'm bad at, like, maintaining my nails. Like, if I get them done.
And, like, your general hygiene. Yeah.
No, if I get them done, I'll start, like, chewing on them. Not, like, biting them off, but chewing on them fairly quickly. And then the polish just chips. And I can't grow them because I do shit with my hands. Like, I want to be able to play instruments. And so I'm like, with the press on, I can just have them on. And then as soon as they're too long or I need to do something, I can just pop them off.
Love to pop
off. So convenient.
Yeah.
Pop off, queen. Okay, let's, we can pause recording real quick and I'll go look up some.
Well, we don't got to pause posts. Recording, but we'll.
The audience doesn't know that.
Oops, I'll pause.
Broke the third wall, fourth wall, whatever. Boop, 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 boop. Do, 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 do.
Wait, what is the weather you had today?
Yeah, the weather today was weird. It was like warm, sunny, and then around noon it started severe weathering. So there was some lightning and thunder that was so close to us that the thunder was so loud it set off car alarms.
Sure. Yeah.
And shook the house. I don't know if you've ever experienced thunder that is so loud that it sets off car alarms.
What's that? I've never heard of that.
That it sets off a car alarm?
It's just the way you said, I don't know if you've ever experienced thunder.
Well, you live in California.
California.
And then Jess was like, this is why you should move here. And I was like, you're right. Nothing bad weather related has ever happened in San Francisco. No, because
you said severe weather check. And I said, none here. Maybe you should move. I don't even think I said, did I say you should move here? I don't think I said that. Now I'm looking.
You've never said that.
Notably. I just said maybe you should move. There, I was right.
Yeah.
You look so dumb right now.
You look so dumb right now.
That's unrelated. How dare you bring it up? You're a real piece
yeah,
of
now
shit.
It's then it was hot again because it finished raining and got sunny, and so then it was just humid and hot, and now it's cloudy again and possibly raining again and cold. So I don't know, man. Either.
I just updated
sweater's
got
to figure out what it is that it does.
Becca cut her hair this week, so I just had to update the Animoji I keep of her with the new haircut.
I did. I cut my hair shorter, and I gave myself bangs.
And she claims it's not a cry for help, but...
It's not real bangs.
Bangs
They're
is bangs.
Curtain bangs. They're curtain bangs. See? They go below my eyes. They just sit on the side of my face.
Yeah, blackout curtains.
I like them a lot. They're really cute.
Okay.
Very pleased with my new hair.
I'm glad that
it was
happened.
Very dead. The bottom, like, 3 inches of my hair were just completely fried. Mm. So.
There was a thing you wanted to talk about. There's two things we're going to talk about before we even get to the stories.
Oh, yeah. So I bought my wedding dress. Burr,
burr, burr, it's true. Burr, I was there. I was on the FaceTime. I watched it happen.
Yeah. I think I mentioned in the fall that I bought one off a sample sale that was $100. And I liked it. But I kept looking at pictures of it and just being like not excited about it. It's a good like backup dress if I didn't find anything else. But I was just kind of like, I don't know. It's not the style I thought I wanted. So went shopping with some friends, had my mom and Jess on a group FaceTime. They got very close in that time, as I understand.
I like to think I was the bridge between Mary and your Colorado friends.
Yeah, I really couldn't hear either of you on the FaceTime. My friends were holding the tablet, but I think that ended up being helpful because I think there was a dress that I really didn't like and my mom loved. And my friend Maddie was like turning the volume down on the iPad, being like, I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah, it's so hard to hear. Wow.
Because
if Mary
like
listens
huge...
to this, she's going to be so offended.
It was like this. Nah, she won't.
It was
like
the
this
ball
huge
gown one?
Ball gown. Yeah, it was just so much dress that I felt like I was being like swallowed by it. And it was like this princess big ball gown. And I was like, if I was getting married in a castle, this would be perfect. But
think
I am
how
getting
many
married
tacos
in a train station.
You could hide in there, though. Under that dress, you got just
it had
racks
pockets.
Of tacos. That's what I'm saying.
But I was like, I'm getting married in a train station. Like, it needs to fit the vibe. So...
But you didn't get the one that was like frumpy. There was a poofier, like not poofy, but it was very like prairie girl kind of, like the sleeves were poofy, the bodice was
it had
undefined.
It had bigger sleeves, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like a farmhouse marriage, but not in a good way. It looked like you should have been, I don't know, 8, and you were marrying some 20-year-old in the church, and everyone was really happy for you.
What? No. I didn't hate that one. But yeah, I found my dress. It was perfect. I was like very torn, and I was glad I had my friends there because I was torn between two of them. And my friend Katie, at one point, she was taking pictures, and she was like, I just need you to see the pictures that I got of like your face in the two different dresses.
Yeah.
And there's like a picture in the dress I ended up buying where I'm just like looking at myself in the mirror and just like, like got this little smile on my face. And then the other dress, I was just kind of like, So like in my conscious mind, I was like, I'm torn. I don't know. I like them both. But I guess my subconscious mind had already like decided. Mm-hmm, so
I saw it. I watched it all happen. It was great. I told Becca's mom that she and David have sex already, even though they're not married. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know why. The joke
That's
apparently
not what
was
I actually
because
said.
The joke was, as I heard it, was that like I was changing in and out of the dresses very quickly. It's because the stylist was coming into the dressing room with me. And so she would basically just like unclip me, pull it down to the floor, and then set the other, like the next dress up on the floor. And you just step into it. She pulls it up, clips it in. Like it was very fast. She was very quick about it. But apparently my mom was like, wow, she's getting out of those dresses really quick. And Jess was like, yeah, it's going to be important on the wedding day. They can get that right off.
Yeah, I said it needed to be like, there were two times I guess I brought it up because there was a different joke I made, but I said it was like the track pants or whatever, the snap-off pants that the athletes wear. Like you're showing up in the bedroom, the honeymoon suite of wherever, and you're like, boom, let's go. And it starts playing like, let's get ready to rumble or whatever. You ready for this?
I want to know who out here is like actually doing it on the night of their wedding. I feel like that's when you're going to be the most tired you've ever been.
You're going to be drunk. You probably skip lunch.
Sweaty.
You should
drunk.
Do.
You're not supposed to skip lunch. Probably hungry because you don't get to eat any of your own food at your wedding.
Mm-hmm. Becca's making me play guitar for the wedding instead of
being up there
with all of the people she cares about in her life.
I am not making you. I asked you and you were like, yeah, definitely. And now that is being spun against me.
Yeah. Well, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of me. So, I'm actually kidding. I don't care.
I specifically said you don't have to do this.
And
if you
I said it's
walk.
A good excuse because now I'll have a guitar there for when we play after the ceremony.
No.
Yeah. We're doing it. I don't know what we're going to play yet.
The Wonderwall Landslide Boulevard of Broken Dreams mashup for just 2 hours.
We got
to
add
That's
more
the whole
to
cocktail
it,
hour.
So
That's
I,
the whole cocktail hour.
I don't think we ever talked about it here, but when we were doing shows, which we will do again in the future eventually, when we were doing shows, we were doing this mashup of Wonderwall with other songs because the chords are the same. And like the most obvious one is that in Boulevard of Broken Dreams, but then we added Landslide. And like the plan was to add another one in like each show until that was just one whole set was just that song.
It was really good.
It
like,
actually
it
was really
flowed.
Good. I've tried to explain, like I've talked to Chris about it and how we didn't map it out really and we didn't map out the ending at all, but we just figured it out like organically as we were playing, and I thought that was really cool because I don't have a lot of people I played music with where we were that in sync with where it was going, just listening.
I guess you
and
could
doing
say
it as a team.
I guess you could say it was kind of a cosmic gumbo.
Mm. Absolutely.
it's a bit of a cosmic gumbo.
It is cosmic gumbo. Thanks, Santa. I told you not to bring that up.
I told you not to mention Christmas or that I do it at all. Would you like me to interview you as an actor? Yeah, that'd be fucking great. Unprofessional bullshit.
It is. I need to watch it again, but I don't have Netflix anymore.
There's a joke among our friend group that anytime anyone hosts anything with our friends in Denver, that by the end of the event, myself and our friend Casey will have inevitably turned on that show and people will just slowly leave the party because they're like, I guess it's time to go. And
it's called,
just ends
I think
with
you
me
should
and
leave.
Her just being like, this is great.
This is the best night of my life.
Yeah, just having a good
weird
time.
Weird that I haven't been invited to those parties.
Having a good time. I explicitly invited you to this last dinner party, and you were like, I live in a different state or something stupid.
Yeah, so whose fault is that? Obama?
Yours. Oh. Obama. Okay.
All right, let's
do a
story.
You may bring up our other talking point.
Let's save that for after the break. That's like our comeback.
Fine.
It's our comeback
story.
That's
how people have to keep listening.
Yeah, there's a really funny, stupid thing we're going to talk about, but not until after the break. So you don't know when
you
that
gotta
is.
Earn it.
We're already 25 minutes in right now. This could be an hour and a half long episode.
I wouldn't worry about it. No, because I have to eat dinner.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm positive I do need to eat.
I think you can skip dinner. Okay. You can skip lunch.
I want to read this one. So what? Last Sunday was Mother's Day. So we decided
this week
we would read some Mother's Day posts just to hear about people's Mother's Day. What did you get your mom for Mother's Day?
So I live here and my mom lives out there and she doesn't want gifts and I don't want to give her gifts because she doesn't want them. And I think if someone doesn't want gifts, we should respect that. But anyways, Chris and I were driving home from a little trip we did over the weekend and called both of our moms. So we called their mom and she answered and we had just a nice little chat. She's coming to visit in a week and it was very pleasant. She seemed to really appreciate the call. We called my mom and she didn't answer. And I said to Chris, 100% chance she's golfing right now. I got a text message a little while later that said, hey, sorry, I'm on the ninth hole of a beautiful Mother's Day Sunday golf session. And I said, I fucking knew it. But I did leave her a really nice voice message that was essentially this. I said, if you're hearing this, I'm already dead. Please know that the bodies they will find are unrelated to your parenting. Goodbye forever. And I just left
that. Did she like that?
She said, thank you for that beautiful message. I said hello. I tried to talk to her. We talked on the phone yesterday. It was fine. But, I'm going to see her in a month for my sister's wedding. And so I'll probably take her to, you know, Cracker Barrel, somewhere nice. Maybe Bob Evans if I want to splurge a little bit.
I just think it's weird I didn't get invited to your sister's wedding. You said I was going to get invited.
I just got the invite myself. It's possible.
They're uninvited.
But also, here's the thing. Were you going to fly to Michigan for that?
That's irrelevant.
Because you're flying here, like, that same week.
Yeah.
So.
We're not flying there. We're driving there with Cammy.
My friend Cammy?
Yeah, we're going to stay with you. Cammy's going to come to San Francisco.
I'm going to pet her. She's going to sleep in my bed one night.
We'll see about that.
She will. Okay, go ahead with your little post here.
All right. So this says, am I the asshole for asking my mother-in-law to babysit on Mother's Day? Probably. This may be a little complicated, but here it is. I, 29 female, wanted to throw a surprise 30th birthday party for my husband. I got in contact with friends he hadn't seen in years at the beginning of the year, and have been in the works of planning this for a long time. Some of the friends, our closest included, live over 90 minutes away.
My Whoa. God, an hour and a half?
Oh.
Are so these people that never left their hometown?
I love that they're like, we haven't seen each other in years. They live 90 minutes away.
Yeah, could you imagine?
That's not far at all. Okay, anyway. So it was taking quite a bit of coordination to figure out when we could do this. Right around Valentine's Day, we all decided Sunday, May 14th would be the one and only day that would work for everyone, his entire birth month. We made the plan, and I texted my mother-in-law this message. Can you watch the kids for me on Sunday, May 14th? I'm trying to plan a surprise birthday party for James, fake name. But if you can't, no big deal, I can manage. She said yes. And that was that. About a week and a half before the party, I realized the holiday that it was on. It hadn't even dawned on me as my own kids are too young to do anything on that day, 3 and 1, and I don't have a mother of my own.
That doesn't make sense. Where did you come from?
It was too late to cancel. You know, normally, like, when people's moms have passed away, I feel like they extra know when Mother's Day is because it's like a very hard day. But I don't know. Everyone grieves differently.
That's why I have a hard time with Flag Day.
Yeah, think of all the flags we've lost. Jess is just dying.
Because it's so stupid. Why did I even say that? You're trying to tell your little story.
Anything. Okay. It was too late to cancel or change, blah, blah, blah. During the week before, I called mother-in-law to ask her what worked for her for dropping off or picking up the kids, etc. She said she would bring some food over so I didn't have to cook. I thought this was weird, but I thanked her and asked if she would be taking the kids with her then. She was utterly confused and said she planned to be there and that she would watch the kids during the party so I didn't have to. I told her the point was... Wait. Can you watch the... I'm reading the text back that she sent the mother-in-law. Around Valentine's Day, she sent this, so 2 months prior. She said, can you watch the kids for me on Sunday, May 14th? I'm planning a surprise birthday party for my husband. Okay, she was not specific. I told her the point was for her to take them out of the house because with them being young, they would want to go to me for everything and I needed to set up, host, and clean up. I said I was asking for a babysitter and I'm sorry I didn't make that clear. She then went on to tell me I was purposefully excluding her from her son's birthday. How could I expect her to watch my children on Mother's Day, etc.? I was then called selfish, self-centered, and neither she or my husband's brother attended. The brother made a comment about treating her like unpaid help and that he wouldn't take part. I tried to explain to her that I wasn't excluding her and she was welcome to attend, but the original ask was for a favor of being a sitter, but that wasn't about her. She hung up on me and angry texted James about it, the husband, ruining the surprise aspect of the party. She still won't talk to me, and my husband has told me that I royally messed up, but I really don't feel like I did. Okay. Edit to respond to the most frequent comments. Mm-hmm. 1. 20 minutes later, I am fully aware of how much of an asshole I am, so I will be making sure to make a full apology. 2. I had intended for this to be just friends and the brother. Because they are inseparably close. I love this. She's like, I wasn't excluding the mother-in-law. I was just inviting his friends and brother and not his mother.
That's completely different. It's a hiring pause, not a hiring freeze.
That's some inside baseball. Yeah. 3. We were always going to do something with his family on his actual birthday. So this wasn't his actual. Why would you schedule it on Mother's Day?
That's the birthday observed. Well, she said that was the only day that worked for... everyone in the group.
The party.
They had to drive 90 okay. minutes. Although I'd also question, I know we're not done with this yet. Did none of them have Mother's Day stuff going on?
Right. Right. Very weird. All around. As soon as you realized it was on Mother's Day, you should have been like, yeah, we're going to do it on Saturday instead if you can't make it. Sorry. Like that. That's it.
Hey, I get
okay,
it.
By the time I realized... Man. By the time I realized when Mother's Day was, we already had plans in motion. People were traveling a long way.
90 minutes.
I know. I can't no get over flights. That. Like, this is insane. It's not like anybody's flying. Okay. I couldn't change it. I had thought when I asked for a sitter, it would be away. She says this, but she put her verbatim text here.
She didn't ask for
here,
a sitter, yeah.
And she didn't ask for a sitter. She said, could you watch the kids during my husband's party? She did not say, can you pick them up and take them away and not attend the party? Like, if I got that text, if this was my sister-in-law being like, I'm throwing a party for your brother, could you watch the kids during it? I'd be like, yeah, I'll go over there and watch the kids during the party. Like, mm-hmm. Also, it's weird to take a 1 and 3. Like, they're little. It's kind of weird to be like, can you take them for the day?
Take
like,
them
that's
from
hard.
Their
you don't
home.
Have, like, a... You don't have the diapers. You don't have a changing station. You
yeah,
don't
like
have,
you
like,
need
changes
a whole.
Of clothes. It's a whole thing.
The whole, yeah, the whole mess of it.
Yeah. All right.
So there's other comments from the poster. I the party was small, 6 people, as we have a small circle. So 6 people, including people you haven't seen in years because they live 90 minutes away.
We're really stuck on that because we live 18 hours from one another and have seen each other like 5 times in the last year.
I know, like, well, I mean, we make an effort. I will say
we
that Chris thought it
money
was weird
as well,
that we
but like
that I was like, I'm committed to still seeing all my friends that are spread all over, because I think when they moved here that they friends fell away over time, right? And I'm like, no, these assholes are
I get
stuck
that
with
we
me.
Have we have the privilege of like we work from home and we can like we have the money to fly,
yeah,
but 90 minutes, like if my best friends lived 90 minutes away, I'd be there every weekend. Like
what? I know. We would always be doing something.
Right.
Which would probably be a separate problem, but that's not the point. So
we'd get
it says
so the, many times.
We showed up in jail and be like, hey, we saved you a room. We figured you'd be here.
We're back.
It said the party was small. James was the only in attendance with a living mother, We are the only ones with kids, but as I've mentioned, I've yet. So the other parties didn't have, but wouldn't, like, they still must be aware of Mother's Day, right? Like,
right.
I don't know, May, I just always, I think every Sunday in May is Mother's Day, and then I look it up and I go, okay, just
I, like, as soon as I would have gotten that invite on Valentine's Day, if I saw May 14th, I would, like, my brain, it's always like, it's either the first or second week of May, and then you Google, and you're like, ah, we probably shouldn't do something on that day, it's Mother's Day. I don't know how you get to a week from Mother's Day, and you're like, fuck, like, mm-hmm. I'm so forgetful. I set calendar alerts in my phone for a month prior to Mother's Day and Father's Day. That's like, hey, idiot, don't forget.
I kind of feel like when she realized, like, obviously she's the asshole, but it doesn't feel as malicious to me as some of them. It's more like you just didn't think this through all the way. Like, just hire a babysitter.
For me, it pivoted to being malicious when the mother-in-law was like, oh, I thought I would attend the party. And she pushed back.
Yeah, like, that's true. That's true.
As soon as the mother-in-law said that, you'd be like, oh, I didn't realize you'd want to come to the party. Absolutely, you can come to the party and just watch the kids here. That's perfectly fine. Like,
the other thing is,
that would have been the very easy answer.
She says, by the time I realized when Mother's Day was, we'd already made plans in motion. So why didn't you just hire a babysitter at that point and say, oh, this was crazy. Just hire a babysitter. Even realize. Yeah.
Shit, for, it's Mother's and Day, the babysitter could have just
been there and upstairs, and like, you probably could have even said, hey, we'll save you some food or whatever.
Because she wanted the free babysitter. She wanted because a babysitter for a full day is like $150 probably.
How long
like,
is if it's this for, like, party though?
Well, she's saying she wanted to be child free during the setup of everything too. And I don't know how involved this is. Let's say it's 6 hours. You pay
that's an hour
a babysitter $20 an hour. Probably.
Okay. I don't know. That's it's one babysitter, Becca. How much could it cost?
I was getting like $15 an hour when I was in college.
So with inflation. Granted, that was
from a pretty wealthy family, but.
I used to babysit when I was younger. I did Safety Town. Like, I was a Safety Town instructor in middle school, and this family had a couple of kids that were like terribly behaved. But they behaved for me, and so I became their babysitter for like 2 or 3 years.
Nice.
It was pretty good. They were cool kids.
Yeah, I was certified. I had like the
yeah, you're certified, all right.
I had the first aid certification and all that. But anyway, yeah, you should have hired a babysitter. Absolutely the asshole. Like, everything comes down to you wanted free labor. There were so many points when you could have not been an asshole.
But like, wait a minute.
A, when you realized it was Mother's Day. B, when the mother-in-law was like, oh, I thought I was coming to the party. And you were like, no, you're babysitting. I asked for a you babysitter. Thought. When you didn't. You like, she keeps being like, and I was specific that I wanted a sitter. And it's like, you're the one who put your text here. No, you weren't. You said, can you watch the kids during the party?
Well, I mean, even if you think of it that way, too, the mom, maybe if you'd asked, could have watched them for the setup. And then you could have gotten just a regular babysitter for the party so the mom could be there.
Yeah, mother-in-law. And enjoy her son's party.
Yeah. What a... Yeah.
It's all weird.
This is why I don't celebrate Mother's Day. I condemn it.
I think we should stop celebrating Mother's Day until we figure out what's going on.
Yeah, clearly no one's happy with this setup. All right, I'm going to read one before we go to break. This one is called, Am I the Asshole for Eating a Prepped Meal in My Car Before Going Into a Restaurant with My Girlfriend Because of My Strict Diet?
I'm excited for this one. This one sounds so silly.
Hi, everyone. I'm in a bit of a difficult situation and need some unbiased opinions. Over the last couple of years...
situation is.
Yeah, difficult is when your friends live 90 minutes away.
This was like... this. I know I'm getting distracted, but this reminds me of when I watched The Bachelor with my friend who had just finished... cancer treatment. We were just chilling watching The Bachelor eating Chipotle.
As one
there's
does.
This girl,
oh my gosh.
There's this
Chipotle.
Girl who was getting kicked off of the show, and she goes, this has been the worst day of my life. And my friend just starts laughing so hard. She's like, you haven't had a very hard life.
Yeah, try getting cancer.
Yeah, idiot. That gives you a free pass to, like, anytime anyone complains about anything ever. You can be like, oh, really? Oh.
Here's the thing, though. It's called cancer, not cancer. Come on.
Boo.
Will you say that to her and tell me what she says back?
No.
Please?
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Ugh. Will you give me your number then?
No.
God damn it.
She just gets a text from an unknown number. It's like, it's called cancer, not cancer.
Oh, it's terrible. Okay, let me tell this story, please.
Okay.
Difficult situation, needs some unbiased opinions. Over the last couple of years, I've lost nearly 80 pounds through extreme dedication to dieting and exercise. It's been a life-changing journey for me. The journey started when my doctors warned me about my poor cardiovascular health because of my unhealthy eating habits and lifestyle. With 30 right around the corner, I couldn't keep being the man I was before. It was a significant wake-up call. I tried immediately just focusing on going hard in the gym, but I tried lifting weights and without eating properly and pretty much fried my CNS during deadlifts, causing me to pass out at the gym. It scared the hell out of me. What is a CNS?
Is that the nerve that like goes to your brain?
If I knew, I wouldn't be asking.
I just assumed you were Googling.
You're getting married to a doctor.
He's not that kind of doctor.
You were going to say real, weren't you?
No.
Since then, I've taken my health incredibly seriously. I prep all my meals, and they are calculated to meet my nutritional needs for the day and keep a caloric deficit.
Caloric.
Deficit to have me on track for losing weight. I've avoided eating out at all costs, as it feels like a slippery slope back into my old habits. For me, restaurants are like relapsing on a drug. One bite of cheesesteak egg roll, and I'm buying Oreos on the way home and falling off the wagon.
A cheesesteak egg roll?
We get those cheese egg rolls when it goes.
I thought about it, and I was like, "Yeah, I would eat that."
Like, hold up, though. Where might one get that? What restaurant has those? So I make sure not to go there.
Yeah, can you tell me where this is so I can avoid it?
My girlfriend has been supportive of my health journey, but hasn't joined me. She still cooks and eats as she did before, which is a lot of food covered in fats and sugars with a lot of calories. This person has such an unhealthy relationship with eating and dieting and food.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
Yeah. It might be something to put a content warning on because I don't know who listens and if they're similar issues, but I lost my spot. She still cooks and eats as she did before, which is a lot of food covered in fats and sugars with a lot of calories. I'm appreciative of her cooking, but I can't eat the meals she makes most of the time. It's been a bit of a strain on our relationship, but we've managed. So boom, the conflict arose on our anniversary last month. She wanted to go out to a fancy restaurant to celebrate, and I wanted to make the night special as well, so I agreed to go. I even made sure I had calories left over to have drinks with dinner. However, I didn't want to break my diet and decided to bring a prepped meal to eat in the car before we went in. She discovered what I was doing and got really upset. She called me an asshole for not putting aside my diet for one night, saying I cared more about my food intake than about our special day. She said that I was being selfish and that I should have been more considerate of her feelings since our anniversary. I feel conflicted. On one hand, I understand where she's coming from, and I didn't mean to upset her. On the other hand, I've worked really hard to improve my health, and I'm scared of falling back into old habits. Am I the asshole for sticking to my diet even on our anniversary? And it says, for context, I'm 5'4 and 297 pounds currently.
Yes. Wow, he's short.
Short kings.
It's irrelevant, though.
No yes, other posts, no other comments. Yeah, I think... I get it, but... This was like an anniversary. I don't know why you wouldn't have talked about it. Like, I feel like if you didn't talk about doing this, you knew that it was probably not the right move, and you were trying to avoid the conflict, and then
hiding it,
rushed headlong into the conflict.
Just but pick I think a restaurant where you can order a salad.
The deeper issues is like you've got to sort out maybe therapy for your relationship with food and exercise and weight and stuff. Yeah, I don't.
You can tell by the way he talks about his girlfriend's eating. Where he's like, she still eats all this bad food. It's like, there's no bad food. It's just nourishing or not nourishing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Eat garbage if you want to eat garbage. Don't if you don't. But, like, there's nothing making you go into that restaurant and order anything wild, I would think. Like, you don't have to. I go and I get a steak, and I don't have to do that. I could get a salad, but I love steak.
Yeah, like why is not ordering anything easier than going there and ordering like a salad, right? Like
salad with chicken. Yeah, grilled like chicken. I feel like it's I don't want to say anything like mean or anything because I mean people's dealing with their health and their weight and stuff. Like yeah, that's on them and everything. But when it comes down to am I an asshole, it's like you should have just talked about it before you were there. I don't know why you wouldn't say, hey, you know, I want to come out. I want to make sure I've got space and still meet my needs for food, but I can't eat a meal there, so I'm gonna have something small in the car. Which probably yep. would have still started an argument, but at least it would have done it before you got there.
Yeah. I used to do Weight Watchers, and I found it to be better than just a strict calorie tracking because the points were based on, like, the nutrition of the food, not just the calories. So it's like, you know, veggies and things would have zero. Like, veggies, eggs, fruit all had 0 points. You could eat unlimited of them, right? And then any other food would have points, and you would just track it. But during each week, you got reset a number of flex points that you could use at any point throughout the week. And the idea was it was to stop you from, like, getting in this headspace where you're like, oh, no, I'm going out to eat. I can't eat anything, mm-hmm. right? It's so that, like, you can have these one-off indulgences, and you're going to be fine.
Well, yeah, I think that eating healthy for you and whatever your relationship needs to be is the key of it, is just learning
yeah.
what you need, what makes you happy, what doesn't, how you feel, how your it impacts I your just health, think whatever.
There's a lot of like evidence that this type of dieting though is not sustainable if you don't ever let yourself eat something that you want to eat, right? If you're this strict with your calories all the time, it like as soon as you come off this diet, you're gonna gain it all back. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like they're setting themselves up for failure a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, you know, you probably need some sort of therapy with it to
definitely
to help you not just get physically healthy in relationship to food, but mentally healthy too. I'm sure Chris will have thoughts when they listen to this.
Yes, we'll love a therapist's perspective.
Yeah, so I think yes, that he's the asshole, but. Like, I don't know. There's more complicated issues underlying it.
There's levels here.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take our break. And when we come back, we can talk about the other thing and then go from there. Well, great. Yeah, we're back.
I want to eat dinner.
I know, all the time talking about dinner. So we screwed around last night. It was Becca's idea, but we screwed around with an AI thing to take our voices and try to make them, you know, say stuff. We spent a couple weeks around the ski trip watching all these videos of the presidents playing video games or making tier lists. So it was like tier lists. So it's Obama and Biden and Trump, and they're actually pretty funny, and some of them were pretty good. So Becca last night was like,
as if
what
they're
if we
like
did
in a
this?
As if the three of them are in a Discord together.
Yeah, they're talking like idiot video kids games playing yes. Pokemon or Smash Brothers or something.
Skill issue.
L take Barack.
Wait, did you watch the TikTok or the reel I sent you earlier today? And I was like, you have to read the comments.
No, which one? Where?
On Instagram. So it's like this girl, and she's like, join me for the week while I count how many times my boyfriend tells me he loves me. And then it's like Monday, 4 times, Tuesday, and then it just goes, he broke up with me, and she's sobbing. And the top comment just says, skill issue.
Oh, apparently you sent me a whole bunch, and I missed these.
Wow. That's my love language.
No, it really is. I know that. Okay, I saw her crying just now. Okay, I'll go back and watch those. Those are pretty good.
You curated content.
I know, and here's what I do. I send the ones that are really good to Chris. They send me a lot, and I send it to you if I know you'll like it. I'm just a conduit to pass these amongst people in my life.
Good, good.
Yes, so anyway, so we did it last night. We started with my voice, and it was weird. And we'll play a couple samples in between here. I'll add them in, so I don't know which ones they'll be, but I'll drop them there. You'll hear it sounds a little bit like me, but not really. And
it's clearly trying to morph it. What we learned is that it doesn't know what to do with someone who is transgender, because you can apply the label of the gender, but then it was trying to overly feminize your voice and give this lilt that you don't have, and it just didn't sound right. But then we uploaded my voice and it sounded exactly like
me. Becca's was perfect. It sounded just like her. We could get her saying all sorts of nonsense.
I made myself say, why can't I stare at the sun? I want to. And it sounded
It sounded just like her. But for mine, it was adding accents. It was adding
it would depending on what you made it say, it would add a random accent. It was really weird.
It was really weird, and it would change sometimes, because you put in the text and then you tell it to generate the audio, and over the course of that single file the accent could change two or three times.
It would change. Yeah.
And so it was really weird. It's interesting, my relationship with my voice is already weird, because it's fine, and I feel like no one from the voice alone ever thinks that anything, but when I sing I worry about it a lot, because I'm like, I don't think I sound feminine when I sing, I'm just singing. And then hearing those, I was like, it doesn't even know what to do with me because of that, that classification.
I'm on the
very low end of feminine for voices. But a lot of it comes down to inflection and tone and word choice and stuff like that. And that's all the social aspects of voice that you learn as you go.
As a kid.
Yeah. And so that's hard. That's hard to do. And so a lot of trans people do voice training and stuff like that which involves not just shifting your pitch, but the way you talk. And I didn't do any of that. I said, I don't, fuck it. One, I can't afford it. And two, I'm like, I'm fine with how I sound. But that was interesting to experience and be like, it can't figure me out.
Which is stupid, because it shouldn't matter.
Right. That's what we were saying. It just the samples. We put an hour of samples in.
Yeah. It says it only needs 5 minutes of you talking, and we uploaded podcast audio, which is an hour of talking, and it still couldn't figure out your voice, which was so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is plenty of training data for this model, and yet it still sounded bad.
And yet it
bad.
Couldn't do it. Yeah, it was really interesting to see. And it's possible that there are other models that would do better. I don't know. But in my mind, it should have just scanned it and taken the vowel sounds or whatever, the pieces of language, and reassembled them in other ways without it. Yeah. It was almost editorializing it in a way that I thought was interesting.
It was. It was like it was picking up on the pitch of your voice and being like, well, this is a lady, but there's
the cadence.
Not the lilt. The cadence wasn't. So then it changed it. Because it based on the inference that it was making, and then it sounded not like you at all,
which is I still find interesting, because I think the way you talk isn't too dissimilar from mine. It's not that it's not feminine, but it's a more direct style of language, I think. It's missing, and I'm not missing, it doesn't have all the markers that I hear sometimes from other people. Jen has a very different way of speaking, and Chris does, and who else? I'm trying to think who has a very distinctive voice in my mind, because I hear them all the time. Not to say one is more feminine or not, but people have very distinctive ways of talking. I think yours and mine are fairly similar. But it had issues with mine. So I'm interested, Becky even looked at the code a little bit. Just we were trying to see what is it actually doing here? So I'm curious to know more. I told Becca it might be a good blog post for her blog, which if you haven't clicked it, Becca writes interesting things about data and technology and whatever.
I do. Cammy. You could go to my website, beccalynch.com, and then you can find my blog.
It's Becco.
It's a good blog. I put a lot of effort into it.
She does. I read it from the email links.
I work really hard.
But yeah, so content. We'll have dropped some of the examples in, so you'll hear mine versus Becca's. We then, once we got past realizing it wasn't going to do anything good with my voice, we just started feeding nonsense into it.
Yeah, and so if you type like 20 O's in a row, it would go like, well, I'll play it. It's very silly.
Do bugs deserve to have rights? Tune in at 8:17 to find out why not. But 9999999999999. John Madden, baseball.
Why can't I stare at the sun? I want to.
It is very silly. And
look how these nails are coming along.
Oh, wow. Becca's got 3 whole nails on. She's going to have half a hand done by the time it's time for dinner. So we did that, and we'll put them in here because they're silly. But yeah.
Very silly.
That was it. It was just funny because we have, at this point, we have hundreds of hours of recordings of her voice. And I have more than probably another 100 or so from all the music I've done over the years. Like, I have a lot of recordings of myself, which I think is another reason why I'm fine with my voice. I'm just so used to it. I hear it all the time.
Right.
And it's funny that it couldn't do it, but we'll see what happens, I guess. Oh shit, the Dungeons and Dragons movie just dropped onto Paramount Plus. I gotta get out of here.
I gotta go.
Watch. Chris Pine's not gonna watch himself. He might.
Ask me what country I have.
No. It's a Chris Pine.
One of these is a little crooked and I don't know what to do about that.
You gotta shave it. All right, your turn to read one.
Okay, let's do this one.
I like how we just hang out and then sometimes we actually have to do the podcast. Like, we're just trying to relax here, but oh yeah, we got to read these stupid stories.
I guess we got to read these stories. I don't know. Do people actually listen for the Reddit posts? Or
I don't know.
Are we just background noise while people are vacuuming?
I well, yeah, there's that too. I know Chris listens while they're doing laundry or cleaning.
Sabrina puts us on
while she's having sex, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's like right there.
Okay.
You're doing great, Colin.
Am I the asshole for telling my wife she needs to get over being upset with me for pulling a scare prank on our son? Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Last night, I, 37 male, was hanging out with our daughter, with my daughter, strange, possessive, whatever. My daughter, 10 female, watching a movie. My wife, 34 female, was working late, while our son, 9 male, was hanging out with his friend.
Our son, kids, but my daughter.
Yeah.
I wonder if it maybe that the daughter's from a different marriage.
That would have been real quick.
Yeah. But even anyway. Then, I mean, you know, who has a kid when they're 27? Who even gets married when they're 27? I wouldn't.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'll be 28.
Okay. I didn't say it was about you. Why did you immediately think it was about you?
Anyway, around 8 p.m., his friend's mom texted me letting me know she was driving him home. I thanked her and then let my daughter know that her brother was on his way. She then suggested we play a prank on him in which we jump out and scare him. I thought it would be a funny practical joke, and long story short, she and I ended up putting on scary Halloween masks, dimming the lights, and hiding behind a couch. I then texted his friend's mom and told her his sister and I were watching a movie and to send him to the family room downstairs when he got home. He got home and came in. We heard him come in and say hello and then come down the stairs. When he got close, we jumped out at him and shouted. Now, here's where I fully admit I messed up. I thought he'd just be startled for a second and then would laugh with us over the prank. But that's not what happened. We ended up frightening him way more than I'd anticipated. He first started running off, and then ended up having a huge trembling, crying adrenaline dump. Never heard it called. This is a panic attack. Your kid had a panic attack for a long time. I felt really bad, and so did his sister. His mother came home not long after and ended up sitting with him, hugging him, and comforting him. Naturally, she wasn't amused by my antics, which I understand because, again, I screwed up. However, she has stayed mad at me all these days afterward. She will barely talk to me. I eventually got tired of it and told her she needed to get over it. I screwed up, but I didn't mean any harm. I just way underestimated how much her prank would scare our son. I also think that our daughter is seeing how she is treating me over it and is being made to feel way too bad over her idea that was just playful, not bad-natured. But she just says that I should have known better and won't seem to forgive me. I get it. She's always been a complete mama bear. I hate this. When mothers are just acting like reasonable and sensible and no, protecting their children's well-being. It's like, you're being a mama bear. You're being dramatic.
Yeah, you're going too far.
Don't you go hibernate, mama. It's not as if I don't love our kids. Was my prank honestly so beyond the pale that I deserve to keep being punished for it? Have you apologized to your son? That's what I want to know. Have you genuinely apologized to him?
The guy's done some comments. I think someone asked that very question. Hold on, I'm finding it here.
Because that feels like the most important.
How is the son behaving? Oh, no. He says he seems to be over it. He's uncomfortable over the awkwardness between me and his mom. Said he was surprised by the reaction. They did both apologize. He says they apologize. I honestly, and I know I don't have a real reason for this, but he says it was the daughter's idea to do it, and I feel like, was it though? Was it really?
It doesn't matter. It, like, he's trying to refuse accountability.
No, he says he apologized. Idea,
but it doesn't matter.
He probably should have said, we don't got to do that. Or maybe just she could have done it and he could have been sitting there, so it would have, like, softened
that.
They
didn't need to make it so scary. Like, turning all the lights off.
Oh, and the masks,
not
too.
Not saying anything. The scary masks. Like, he probably thought his whole family had been murdered and he was next. Like,
I've had that thought before. I got home once. This was years ago. This is when I still lived at home. I got home once, and I must have had a cell phone, so it was probably 2002 or 2003. And, no one was there, and like, my mom wasn't answering her phone, my dad wasn't answering his phone, I don't think the girls had phones yet, but like, no one was answering, and I was sitting at home going, like, my whole family's dead, I'm finally free. And then they all showed up later and they thought I was crazy. They're like, oh yeah, we didn't notice our phones, because this was before iPhones. You weren't on them all the time then. You had to pay for your minutes, as was the style at the time.
Derogatory,
old derogatory. But yeah, I feel like it was his idea and he just doesn't want to own it. But he does say he apologized. Yeah. I don't know. So the question, the am I the asshole question is, am I the asshole for saying that she needs to get over it? It's only been,
yes.
Let's see, when was this posted? This was posted today, so it's been less than a week. I guess I don't know why, like, if the mom was like, don't fucking do that.
The
I don't
kid
know why
had
she's
a full blown
yeah,
panic attack, though. That's scary. Like,
just don't have those. Have you? Maybe the kid needs to consider simply not having them. I don't have them, and look at me. I'm doing great. I cry a lot, but it's unrelated. Becca's really working on her nails right now.
Sorry, I had to make sure it wasn't crooked. That'd be so embarrassing. Yeah, I feel like you need to talk to your wife. I think the wife is a bit of an asshole for being so public about her anger. Like, I think it's never fair when there are kids in the equation for parents to publicly, in front of the children, like, display this disdain for each other in any way. Like, it just, that can be really damaging for kids. And so, like, that definitely is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
But she's allowed to feel however she feels. If she's still mad at you, she's still mad at you. You can't change that. You can't, like, rush that. You just keep apologizing.
Maybe don't do it next time. Don't even put yourself in this situation. I'm going to read one more, but it's an obvious answer. I'm excited for you to hear it. I'm not even going to send it to you.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not getting my wife anything on Mother's Day? I, 34, yes. Male, did not buy or get anything for my wife on Mother's Day, and let me explain why. My wife and her friend planned a trip to the beach for 4 days, which fell on Mother's Day. So I thought to myself that since I'm watching the kids while she's gone, that would count as a gift, since she wouldn't be here to celebrate that day and would get home that night on Mother's Day.
Oh!
She gets home and realizes that I don't do anything for her and later tells me she is upset and message and was received loud and clear. I tried to explain my reasoning and thought process, but she didn't agree. So am I the asshole? I knew you would hate that. I saw that one earlier and I was like, oh.
I'm assuming you hate it as well. Any dad who was like, I thought me babysitting our children was the gift.
Yeah, it's that whole attitude of the dad is babysitting, or, you know, the dad isn't a real parent. It's bad enough when other people say it, but when you as the parent are like, I'm taking care of the kids so you can go off somewhere, that's the gift. I don't know. That's so shitty.
She's entitled to her time away. What do the comments say?
Comment says, no way, dude, you're cool.
That sounds like Reddit.
No, it says, you're the asshole. Taking care of the kids should be a part of your regular duties, not a present gift. Present or gift. Parenting your own kids isn't a gift. I rolled my eyes at the watching. Like, no one likes this. That's why I read it, is it's very, very obvious. I wonder if the kids got her anything.
He could have taken this as such a chance to be like, okay, we're going to do like a craft together with the kids.
Yeah, like something. Just make something. It's like, we spent the day making this for you.
And that's a win-win, because then you have an activity to do with those little shits. Yeah, it keeps
those kids occupied. Anyway, that's the show, folks. We're going to say sorry to Lindsay Buckingham for having to bump him again tonight, but I think next week we're finally going to get to chat with him.
Yeah, he's been on the Zoom the whole time.
The whole time. Lindsay, man, I'm so sorry.
Ooh-wee.
That's such a funny sketch. It's the same every time, and it's always funny. It kills.
Done it in a while. I wonder if people were like, it's getting old.
That's just going to make it that much more special when it comes back.
They need to get actual Lindsay Buckingham on it.
He was on there. He showed up before. But they still didn't get to him.
That's even better.
Like, they played the joke. Yeah, it was so funny.
Wow.
I really like those skits. And people say they beat it in the ground. I'm like, part of what makes it funny is the ridiculous amount of repetition and how it's always the same joke. It never changes. It's just you get these sensation. Famous people.
Be a revelation.
And I got to
all across the nation.
It's good. That song's a bop too.
And there's always Fred Armisen in the background with his little saxophone.
The fake saxophone, like the Kenny G look. I think it's a real saxophone. He's not really playing it, though. I can tell you that. That's the worst part of that sketch, actually. It takes me right out of it.
I hate when I see a TV show or something, someone's playing the cello, and I'm just sitting there like,
no, you're fucking not. So there's an episode of Star Trek, and I didn't make you watch this, but it's honestly one of the best ones, and if we ever go back to that, I might have you watch it. But he gets a flute. That's a terrible summary of the episode, but he gets a flute.
Picard's flute.
Yeah. Let me see Picard's flute. I was in the survey. So he gets this flute, and a couple seasons later, there's an episode where he's flirting with this woman who plays piano, and he plays the flute, and they show what appears to be him putting it to his mouth and playing. It turns out the hands were actually somebody else's hands completely, and so it's him. And you see, like, just the top of his shoulders and his head, and the flute comes up, but it is someone else's hands holding it while he blows into it.
Wow.
And it's so, that's like, it's dedication. Not a flute, but it's more like it's like a recorder shape. I don't know what the actual instrument is, but it's a type of flute.
A fife? It's just,
maybe. It's not a sideways flute is what I'm saying. You know how the silver ones you're used to. But it just, that's what I'm picturing, is someone not really playing it. It's just fake hands in there. Ooh, scary.
Don't these look good? I know this podcasting is famously a visual medium. Yeah, but
you guys aren't. The nails are fantastic. Let me describe them to you. They are nails with a rounded point. Yeah.
And a bit of they're an really ombre. Nice.
Oh yeah.
Pink to white.
The color's not
I got them on Amazon if you want them.
No. No, I don't, I would never do them. I might paint my nails later while I'm editing, but probably not because I'm going to need to tap stuff. Okay, you don't got to keep holding your hand in front of the camera. I saw it.
All right. I'm going to go eat this. We made buffalo chicken, blue cheese, mac and cheese.
Nice.
David's been working on it.
I had a burrito.
So excited.
You know what I really wanted?
We might watch Ted Lasso, or we could play games.
Oh, no, watch Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso's so good. It was really funny this week, actually. What was I just going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, I really wanted Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. But, so this is the situation I'm in. There's one in Daly City, which is a little bit of a drive. But they don't deliver to me anymore. Because there's one now in San Francisco. But they don't do online ordering yet. And so I can't get it. And it's been like this for 6 or 7
months.
Can't
you call?
I'd have to go pick it up.
Okay.
But I don't want to do that. No, I'm so lazy today. I haven't left the house today. I'm on PTO right now. I don't got to do shit. I've been playing Zelda and reading Star Trek
books. That was the extent of me leaving the house.
She's such a good dog. I can't believe she's going to come stay with me. Like, what are the odds of that in my life? And just Cammie's here? Wow.
She's going to drive by herself, actually. David and I are flying. She's going to go in the car.
I think she's ready for it.
Yeah.
She hasn't crashed a car in what? 7 or 8 months?
Eh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she'll be fine. She'll be in the freeway.
We're working on it. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Notably safer than neighborhood side streets.
Exactly. Cammie, I don't know what it is, but when she's going 90, which she shouldn't do, obviously, but when she does go 90, she's just better at driving.
She's one of those, she's like those people that are like, I actually drive better drunk because I'm being careful.
Once she gets a drink in her, it's easy. She just relaxes into it. She's not nervous anymore.
All right, I'm going to go eat this mac and cheese and try to adjust to having very long nails.
Tell David I said, tomorrow. It's going to be okay, bud.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye.